Hi, my name's Lauren Farriker, and I am the host of the Wolf Life podcast. If it's your first time here, we are a podcast that is dedicated to everything dog. Let's see what we have in store this week. Alex, welcome to the Wolf Life Show. We're so excited to have you, and so excited to be here at the Pet Pop Experience. This is so fun.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for coming by.
This, how long did it take you to kind of have all of this come together, and what was the genesis for this? Because it's such a fun concept, and really Instagram come to life with a lot of dogs, which I guess is Instagram come to life.
Right. Dog photos and food photos, right?
Yeah.
So it probably took about a year and a half to get this to what you see today.
Yeah.
It kind of started when I went to a pop-up in L.A. about a year and a half ago. I actually learned about the pop-up through my business partner who had a friend that was affiliated with it. I went to it. Was really interested in this whole kind of trend, the business model.
Yeah.
And I adopted my dog Cleo within that same kind of 2-week period.
Oh, wow.
Wanted to put the two together. And my business partner is also a big dog lover, also has a sort of rescue animal.
Okay.
We started talking and went through a whole bunch of stuff to get to where we are today.
That's awesome. So tell me about Cleo and how she came into your life, and what was that process like? And I know you adopted through Wags and Walks, which is an organization that we've talked a lot about on the podcast. We love them.
Yeah, they really are fantastic, and we've worked with them extensively. Catherine is great.
Yeah,
and all of the staff really. So, you know, it was a little bit of a spur of the moment, I'd say, not decision, but journey towards getting Cleo. So when I kind of went, we set out and we went to three adoption. I remember this very vividly. We went to three adoption agencies. I was with my friends, and the first one, I'm kind of a sucker for dogs. I've always loved dogs, and there was one that I was like really thought was really cute, but my roommate was like, he's way too loud. Like, it's not, it's just
okay.
Can't, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and then the second adoption agency, there wasn't really anything that jumped out at us. And then the third one, Wags and Walks, I remember this, we were walking up, and one of the staff members was teaching Cleo how to sit on this like little stool pedestal thing with a treat, and she was about 10 months old.
Oh wow.
Really sweet, really obedient, and I think just right away it just kind of
just
clicked, and
your heart leapt. Yeah, and it was a match.
So it's the, you know, the cliche of who rescued who, right? So you know, she's been a big part of my life, big stress relief, and just love and comfort, and as a lot of animals are, not just rescue animals, but you know, any pets. And she's been a big inspiration and a big motivator throughout this whole journey.
Completely, because I mean, and I love that, and we'll kind of walk through in a very high level, so we give everyone FOMO, the Pet Pop Experience. But I think that you really incorporated the spirit of kind of giving back to rescue through this, which I absolutely love and admire, because I think it's so important, and that is a part of what we talk about on this podcast, is adoption is much easier than what people actually think, and there's a lot of myths that scare people that make them maybe want to go to a breeder as opposed to actually adopting a dog.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's one of the things that we wanted to really kind of educate people on.
Yeah.
You know, it is important to say, sort of at the core of our experience, I mean, we are a for-profit business. We're an entertainment company, essentially.
Yeah.
And the adoption element is also very important to us, though. It's something that we think sets us apart from other pop-ups. And
yeah.
It's something that we wanted to really incorporate into what we do. And exactly what you said, Lauren, you know, a lot of people think that they're going to get an animal that isn't, there's something wrong with them or
it's broken.
Right, right, yeah. Exactly.
And you're going to have to mend this creature to be a whole creature because it is a broken creature, which it's complete bullshit.
Right. It's just false. Yeah. And you know, we were hoping in the way that we kind of set this whole thing up is it's a very fun, sort of silly, lighthearted experience. And the way that the animals are presented are, you know, in a different way than you might see them in an adoption agency where they might be a little sort of, you know, maybe sad or there might be, you know, a little bit of pressure because you feel bad for these animals. This is sort of putting it in a different light and showing them kind of how fun it could be and how great and just amazing these animals are.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, we've hopefully done a good job of that.
I think that you've shown what I think is so interesting is that, and tell me if you agree with this, I think dog rescue can sometimes be associated with those Sarah McLachlan ads as very, like, it's dull, dark, very painful, all of those things. And I think that what you've accomplished here is showing through the power of social media how love and light it can be to actually have an adoption, which is great.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right. Like, there is, you know, those ads where, you know, it, first of all, it's like a minute long, so you can't help but, like, tear up by the end of it
completely.
Or just turn it off. It's kind of like a different tactic, if you will.
Yeah.
And I think both are very effective and necessary and accurate.
Yes.
But, you know, it's just kind of a different way to look at it, I guess.
I think it's, and what we've talked about on the podcast, and as someone who's recently adopted a dog, curious on your feedback, I think that it shows the creatures as very broken, where it almost kind of continues that perception, as opposed to if you got a 10-month-old, did it have any training? Did she?
She was the perfect dog.
Okay.
It's not even fair. It's not even fair how little to no work we had to do. Like,
really?
She is literally the perfect dog. Like, I couldn't imagine. We had to do nothing. It was just, she's amazing.
Wow. That's absolutely incredible. We had a similar experience when we adopted ours, where she was an owner surrender directly to us. So she didn't go through any program, but it's very, very seamless in terms of how she integrated.
And I have to say this. So this is a one of the single best days that I've had working here. I was always a little, you know, just sad that I never got to see, her name's Cleo, as like a true puppy, you know, like 10 months, still pretty young, but like not like a true, like, silly, playful little, you know, little being.
Totally.
And there was this group that came in, and there was this puppy, late Layla the shepherd. She was about 4 months old, looked just like Cleo,
wow.
and just even like acted like her too. And oh my god, like my heart was melting. It was amazing. I did no work for the hour and a half that those people were here. I was just literally playing with this dog.
Were you just stalking them?
Yeah, she was probably like, just leave me alone, person. Let me just experience this.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you say that, because I do experience that with my Pixie, that I go on the internet to find a photo that I think is kind of similar to what I think is the representation of her as a puppy, because adopting them older it's great, because we had a fully 12-hour bladder potty trained dog, but you don't get to see kind of that side of it. But
yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the exhibit. We're going to kind of not share too much, but it's open for how much longer?
So we're open until the end of September.
Okay.
I believe September 25th
is
our last day, but don't, maybe, you know, plus or minus 1 or 2 days there.
Okay.
We're figuring that out.
Cool. And we'll share links and everything so that you can go through. So you enter a room, which is very Cruella de Vil almost. We've 101 Dalmatians. I should have said 101 Dalmatians, not Cruella, not the dark side.
That's still accurate, though, yeah.
And then there's some swings, and then you walk through kind of the Bark of Fame, right?
That I love it. That's the first time I'm going to use that. That's fantastic.
And then you kind of go through to an entry-level pet area, which is super cute, very great photo op, and very, very true. I think most people have fishes as pet lovers.
Yeah, it's kind of an underappreciated species, if you will. You
it
know?
Is.
There's so many different variants of fish.
There is.
And it's just a fun thing to throw in there. We have one very larger than life element in it, and again, in the spirit of not giving away too much. But it's a great photo op.
It's an incredible photo op, and it's very, very creative and so well executed in terms of.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Bringing it to life and also setting the tone, I think, for the entire exhibit. It's such a fun catcher right when you kind of come through.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, all credit goes to some of the more creative people than me, like our creative director and some of our designers and all the people that really put a lot of great effort into ideating and then, you know, even harder executing upon all these things.
Completely. And what was that creative process like? How long did that take in terms of the year and a half to kind of put this together? Because there's so many different, I mean, obviously when you're talking about dogs and social or pets and social media, there's so many ways you could go.
Yeah. You know, it was sort of ever evolving.
Okay.
And we went through, I think, like 4 buildings before we came to this one.
Okay.
Permitting was actually one of our biggest challenges in the city of Los Angeles. To be able to do something like this, you have to be permitted for just like the most ridiculous things. Like, but you know, I digress. There's reasons for different laws and regulations. But we went through like 4 different 3D renders of spaces, like specific to all the different parameters and dimensions. And,
yeah.
And we had a great SketchUp designer that worked with us, our creative director, and then just people would just, you know, like even like the small things you think about, like inspiration in the shower, like the
yeah.
like the raining cats and dogs room. That was, I'm pretty sure I was just taking a shower one day and I was like, huh, maybe we should, yeah.
And it's so, what I love about this is that it's so simple, but so great and so well executed at the same time, which I think is sometimes creatives can have a tendency to overcomplicate things where it's just sometimes you want to enjoy something that's fun and light.
And I think you actually make a really good point. We had a great balance on the team, I think, of sort of practicism and,
yeah.
and you know, the kind of business and the cost behind it and,
yeah.
and the really creative, visionary folks.
Yeah.
And we kind of came together. So it really means a lot that, you know, you say those things for us. Thank
yeah.
you.
And then you kind of enter the room that is, I would say, an ode to Southern California.
It certainly is.
Includes a wall of some surfboards and then the ball pit.
It is a dog water bowl ball pit. Yes, indeed.
And what's one of the funniest things that you've witnessed? Because this entire experience, you're able to bring your dog and interact with your dog. Great photo ops, perfect for Instagram, guys. But what's one of the funniest things that you've seen? Because I would say that that's probably the first room where I'm like, you could just sit and watch dogs do that for a while.
Yeah. There's been so much. I'll give you 2 sort of anecdotes. One, more broadly, the costumes that people have when they come in here just, it's some is just super hilarious and cute. Some is bizarre.
Yeah.
Some is just downright weird, but that's okay. I fully, you know, let that flag fly. Like,
yeah.
That's what it's for. More specifically, one of the funniest things that I've witnessed in regards to that ball pit is a Great Dane just absolutely going nuts, like loving it.
Wow.
And he was young, too, I think. He's maybe like a year old, so he was about in, like, you know, full sort of
growth
form, yeah,
yeah.
And just like frolicking like a horse
throughout
there.
Oh my god! Because he must have been like taller, right?
Oh yeah. No. And the beautiful thing is like there's a family that came in and they had two other dogs and one was really small. I forgot the breed. And so it was like this dichotomy of this Great Dane just like galloping like a horse and this little kind of like muskrat type dog just like chilling. They're both cute. So.
I mean, it kind of makes it that everyone, the broods that you might see that come together in those groups, I mean, it has to be so interesting in terms of the people that come through here.
I'll give you another one, too, because I could go all day, but just on Monday, this Monday, which was National Dog Day,
yep.
We had a group of women that were all friends come in with four Dobermen.
Oh, wow.
And they were just like gorgeous, like majestic dogs. And, you know, frankly, they look a little intimidating.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, but they were very sweet and they had a sort of a great time. And it was just so awesome to see like these close friends that are all enthusiasts of the breed.
Yeah.
Bring them here, get some great photos, you know, spend the day together, celebrate our love for dogs. That was really cool.
That's awesome. So have you had any Insta-famous dogs coming through here?
We have. We certainly have. We've actually done some events where we've invited, you know, some of the folks that we know and around the community, because it is LA after all, right? So certainly have our fair share. We a few weeks ago we had a Petfluencer party.
So fancy.
It was fun. Yeah, we just kind of you know, opened it up to some folks and. We have a few other events of that nature coming up. So.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Any names that you can drop? Are we going to play LA and play it cool? Because we could,
you know,
go either way.
As like a venue operator, this is like me akin to like the like the nightclub guy that's like, no, I can't really say, you know, who's been in here, but there's been a lot of famous people. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay, cool. My favorite room, I think, is your Petflix and Chill room. It's the spirit of also, I think, celebrating dogs at home, it's such a joy to have a dog at home and watch Netflix.
Right. I mean, it's like accurate.
Yeah.
Right?
Nothing goes better than Apple TV, Netflix, and your pup.
That's what I'm doing tonight. I mean, seriously.
As you recover from your really long and early flight.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna be passed out early tonight for sure.
So what is your favorite room?
My favorite room.
Or part of the experience?
You know, I think my favorite part of the experience is where we are now. And this is, we kind of have two names for it. It's our adoption alley / backyard. And to give the listeners an idea of what it's like, it's basically this turfed out area at the end of the experience. We have some picnic tables, some bags, some foosball, some, you know, just kind of fun backyard stuff. And this is, and we also have a pen where we have an opportunity for the dogs to go off leash and play. And this is also where we host our adoption agencies when they come in. So I really like this area. I think it's a great place to hang out, just kind of chill and warm and lighthearted.
And it's right next to the Pawtiek.
we have a retail store. I think we have about six brands now. They're all local LA brands with a lot of really cool stuff. They kind of align well with what we stand for, and we love supporting local businesses like ourselves. They make great products, and it's just a great relationship that we have with all these people.
Totally, and there is a lot of stuff that I could have a shopping field day that it would just be too much fun, but my husband's here, so that was that was the poor choice on my part. Well, I'm so appreciative for you taking the time. You can still attend, get tickets for this incredible experience while it lasts, and we hope that this does tour and go to other cities because it's so much fun.
Yeah, we'll be making some announcements here in the next few months. So while we're here in LA, certainly encourage everyone to come out. And thank you, Lauren, for coming down.
Yeah,
really
of course.
Really appreciate you giving me the chance to speak, and more than anything, just checking us out.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for this. It's been so much fun, and it's such a fun experience, and I would recommend it to everybody.
Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Wolf Life Show and that incredible interview that we just shared. Please make sure to rate, subscribe, and share the Wolf Life Show with your pooch-loving friends. And give your dog a very, very big hug and kiss from me and Pixie. Thanks.